are you calling from, Anne?
Good. I'm calling from Newcastle.
Okay. Newcastle, New South Wales, in Australia.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How can I help you?
Now, I got your book in about April, and all was going fantastic at first. I've got a boy who's now about 14 months.
Okay.
So when he was one, like up till he was one, I was at home with him and I started reading your book and all was going wonderful. I was walking every day and for the first couple of months I lost about 7 kilos, which was wonderful. I was feeling fantastic.
Yeah.
But as soon as I started back at work, it stopped. I know that the walking was a big thing for me. Like I was walking up to 6Ks a day and I even started a bit of jogging. And I've got about probably 30 kilos to lose, so it's a decent amount. And as soon as I started working, I don't know, my energy levels have just fizzled completely to their non-existent.
Okay. Do you have other kids?
I only have the one, which I know I feel really bad because so many more people have so much more.
No, listen to me. That's not why I'm asking. There's no judgment here, okay? I have one kid, and I know that
I understand.
100 kids, it's a full-time job. I'm just getting a picture of where you're at. So you've got a 14-month-old kid, which already is as full a job as anything that you could ever want. You got a 14-month, and now you're going back to work and you're working full-time. Is that right?
Well, not full-time, but I do work about 5 days a week as an aged care nurse. So I'm often working afternoon shift.
Okay, what is it that you do?
I'm an aged care nurse. I work with the elderly.
I see. Is that what you did before you had a baby?
Well, I have done nursing previously. Before I had my son, I was... I was drafting, but I've gone back to nursing because the financial crisis seemed sort of my job in drafting.
So then let me try to understand. You would rather do the drafting, but the opportunity is not there to do the drafting. So you're doing the nursing because there's an opportunity there. Is that right?
Well, it's not just that, but as soon as I went back, I knew that I missed it. I love, love, love my job. I love my job more than I love my job now more than I've ever loved any work.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've just been doing it for a long time previously, and I needed a change. That's why I went to drafting. But I did that for long enough to need to go back to nursing.
Okay. So you're doing nursing 5 days a week, and what's happening? With your child, he's in daycare, or?
Well, because I mostly work the afternoons, it's my partner looks after him of an evening.
Okay. And is he still nursing?
No.
Okay. So what I just want to say, what I'm getting a picture of is, you're a mother of a 14-month-old, and you're working fairly.
Mm-hmm.
You're working 5 days a week. So your stress level has gone up tremendously. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say, and also so is my feel of guilt. I even make myself vomit just because I've eaten dinner. You know what I mean? I just can't control myself anymore.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
When you say you make yourself vomit, are you being serious? Are you, literally, you do?
I'm serious. I put myself over the toilet if I feel like I've eaten too much or I feel guilty about what I've eaten and... because I'd like to be controlled, and especially when I was walking, I felt like I had control, but I felt like I've lost control, and that was kind of a way of gaining control, but it's not. And I look at myself and I think I'm now in my late 20s, not my late teens. It's not something I should be doing.
No, it's not. And this is something you did in your teens, you say.
Yeah, it was, and I felt like telling myself, wake up to myself, you know. I don't know, I'm just a mess.
that's going to cause a huge problem for you. It's not going to help you lose weight. I mean, maybe in the short term there's a little bit less calories that you're getting in, but then you end up starving your body, and it also causes a lot of problems because of the acids that come up when you do that in your esophagus and your teeth. That also is going to cause a lot of problems. It's not in the long term, it'll cause you to gain weight because it's going to make you nutritionally deficient. So what we need to do is, first of all, deal with the control issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing. So what is it that you don't feel, what is it that you need to control? That's the first question I would ask.
Well, I feel like I know that I'm a reasonable eater. I don't eat junk food. I have a good varied diet. I love my fruit and veg, and I think I have a very good diet that way. But I don't know what it is. It's because I'm not walking and whatnot. I don't understand it. I can't kind of explain it. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. But let me ask you this. You weren't doing that before you went back to work. Is that right?
No, because I was walking, because I tell myself, well, okay, I'm eating, now I go for my walk and make sure I did at least 10,000 steps a day, which said to myself, it's kind of like in my head, which I can't get it to shut up, but it basically tells me, right, well, you've exercised, so you can eat. Do you know what I mean? I know at a conscious level that's stupid, but at an unconscious level I can't seem to.
But what's changed is you've gone back to work. You're not working. You're not walking, but also you're exhausted. And so I want to let's see if we can deal with the stress issue. Are you listening? I have a visualization CD, a nighttime visualization CD. Are you listening to that CD?
The one that I downloaded when I got the book.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I listen to that.
Do you listen to it? When do you listen to it?
I try to listen to it as often as I can. Some nights it's hard because Anthony will go to bed before me and I don't get home till late and I don't want to wake him up.
Right.
But because I don't have it on an iPod, I have it on my CD player.
Okay, and when do you get any free time just yourself?
Well, I don't go to bed. Fortunately, my partner and Bub go to bed, 7 o'clock. So I normally have a bit of time to myself of an evening.
Okay.
Unless I'm working. Even after work when I get home, I've got a bit of my me time.
And what time is that?
From anywhere from about 7 o'clock to when I go to bed at maybe 10, 11.
Okay. But by then you're exhausted, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, there's not much I can do by then.
You need to have your own time during the day at some point. You need at least, if you can get a half hour during the day, some kind of something during the day, best if you could have like a half day just to yourself so that you could recharge. And I've dealt with a lot of people that are in your situation that are mothers, that are working, they're exhausted, they're depleted, they're getting pulled from all angles. They're giving and they're giving and they're giving and they're not replenishing. And people that I've talked to that are able to take some time off, like a half day just for themselves during the week, every week, they're able to recharge, to lose weight. Like in the book, in chapter 17 under success profiles, there was a lady named Sue who's very similar to you in the fact that she was working full time and she had a 15-month-old kid, and we wrote out sort of a recipe where she would take one day just for herself. And we talked about all the things that she could do. And she started doing that, and she started losing weight. And nothing else worked for her. She just needed to recharge. Now, I recognize that a lot of people can't do that. So what I did was I made a meditation CD specifically for women called the Living Goddess Meditation. And the whole purpose of the Living Goddess Meditation is for women that are mothers, that are working, that are giving and giving and giving and giving and not replenishing. I've made a tape that will allow them. It's a meditation that allows you to replenish and reconnect with your source. It's called the Living Goddess Meditation, and I would strongly recommend that you listen to it and you find it's 25 minutes. You find 25 minutes during the day, not at night, preferably when you're exhausted. But if you can take a break from work and listen to that during the day. It's going to have over a couple of week period, you'll find you have much more energy. You're much less stressed out. Your body's not going to want to hold on to weight, which will give you more energy, because what happens is the stress that you're experiencing makes you tired and hungry. Because when the fat programs get activated, your body wants to conserve calories. It's like if you were in a famine, your body would want to conserve calories, and it would want to get you to eat. So that's what the stress that you're experiencing is causing the same chemistry. So you're activating these fat programs. When you do this meditation, the stress level goes down. You're no longer activating those fat programs. That makes you less hungry and gives you more energy. When you have the more energy, then you're going to be able to do your walks and everything is going to fall into place. So I would start with that. Listen to that. If you call my office, they'll send you a complimentary copy of the Living Goddess CD since you called in. Okay? Listen to it every day, and then call back in a month or so and tell me how you're doing. Okay?
Thank you so much, Sean. I'm sorry if I've just rehashed something you've probably spoken about a million times.
I never get tired of talking about it.
A million women needed to hear that, though.
Yeah.
I have one little thought, if I might interject it.
Yeah, go ahead.
When she said, are you still on the line, sweetheart? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
when John was so skillfully asking you about your day, you said, I need to feel in control. And, of course, he addressed that because he's so brilliant at it. But what I heard was you started doing this when you went to work, which is where you don't have control.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
And so, the vomiting, would give you back some sense of control. And what I've learned doing some of the other medical shows is that there's a certain amount of serotonin that's released when we vomit like that, the bulimic state. So you're given a certain, kind of fake kind of energy.
Yeah.
So it's a high sort. But
by dealing with it through the visualization and this meditation, you're naturally going to feel in control because you're just going to have more energy. Feel out of control because you're depleted. I just want to make a point that type of strategy of regurgitating your food is always going to lead to a type of stress called a nutritional famine that will activate your fat programs, make you hungrier and tireder. So you're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. You're getting a short term fix.
Reserves. My goodness.
Yeah, and you have to pay it back with interest. So listen to the CD for a while and let's see where we go with that. Okay, Anne?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.